This week on New Year's Eve, a historic church in downtown Charleston, South Carolina, will host a special celebration. It's a tradition that dates back more than 150 years, and it commemorates the freedom of the Gullah Geechee people after the Emancipation Proclamation. The Gullah Geechee are descendants of Africans who were enslaved and brought to the Atlantic coast of South Carolina and other southern states to work on plantations. Over time, they developed their own language, sometimes referred to as Gullah. It's a Creole that's still spoken in the area, but is little understood outside of it. But 2 years ago, Harvard University decided to bring the language into its classrooms by recruiting Gullah Geechee instructor Sun Michaud to teach the Gullah language. We're going to spend a few minutes now hearing Michaud describe what he does and why it's so meaningful to him.
Teaching Gullah at Harvard is an honor and a privilege because of history that academia has had in Gullah Geechee communities. We were not welcome in those spaces. A language that was at one point in time thought to be undeserving to be spoken in any classroom is being taught in the classrooms of such an esteemed institution of education.
Today I want to talk to you about the Gullah word guh, which is used as a verb, a noun, an adjective, sometimes preposition. Go down the road and tell your baba I said to come here. Go down the road there and tell your brother I said to come here. What are they going to do? What are they going to do? You know I can tell them what you're saying. You do realize I'm going to tell them what you said, right? Now, even though guh typically relays going in Gullah, it's important to know.
I have conversations with people sometimes and they'll be like, hey, what do you do? I teach the Gullah language. The Gullah language, what country is that? Is that Africa or, you know, where is that? They have no idea that there's a whole community, a whole culture, a whole language system that's indigenous to this country, like right underneath their noses. And you ask yourself, well, what is indigenous to this country? English is not indigenous to this country. English was brought over to this country. Gullah, on the other hand, was not brought over wholly to this country. You have people who speak different languages who created this language here. So while Gullah is uniquely African in a sense that it has preserved much of its Africanness from the many different components, African components that came together, the coming together occurred here.
I don't drink coffee or anything like that to kind of get me up, but what really gets me alert in the morning is music. And one of my favorites, of course, is Ranky Tanky. They take these traditional Gullah songs and poems and you know, games that kids play, like these hand jive games that kids play, and they convert them into these really cool, spiritual, rootsy, Gullah jazzy fusion, you know, sort of blend of music. If you cannot get up for this in the morning, you should just stay in bed. Just call in sick, stay in bed, if this can't get you up.
Old Bill rolling pin this morning. Old Bill rolling pin this morning. Old Bill rolling pin up the road and back again. Big eyes and double chin this morning.
That was Sun Michaud, Harvard's first and only instructor in the Gullah Geechee language. Sun comes to us by way of Subtitle, a podcast about languages and the people who speak them.